This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's find out now as Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports joins the Mason Crosby Show. Presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
It's the Mason Crosby Show. I'm Mitch Thunder Nellis, and let's jump right into covering the crew from Forbes Sports, our Milwaukee baseball insider. He is Drew Wagner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, boys.
How are you on this rainy morning?
Yeah, it's a great day to be moving, let me tell you. Thanks a lot, Mother Nature.
Ooh.
Really, really looking forward to that.
May 1st, I'm telling you, May 1st always is rainy or snowy. I remember years ago when they were building Capco Park, where the Lakeshore Chinooks play, November 1st, they had like their announcement, and it ended up being like 70 degrees and it was beautiful. May 1st was the groundbreaking and it snowed. Like, no joke, it snowed on May 1st that year, whatever year that was. This year it's like 45 and rainy. Don't ask Mason about his weather, because then we all get jealous.
I don't think I'll do that today.
It's a little windy out, but hey, at least we're not the Chicago White Sox. So,
amen.
Tell us, obviously, good series so far, for our Brew Crew against these White Sox. Just maybe preview this game tonight, and kind of expectations of what we look to see from this Brewers to end this thing out.
It hasn't been the prettiest series, that's for sure. They have not, as my colleague Kurt Hoge said, been crisp, especially yesterday. But you know what? They got two dubs. That's all that counts. They've won the series today. You can go for a sweep, and that's what you got to do. I mean, sometimes they're not all going to hang in the loop.
Yep.
Get the W's, back the win column, get back above 500. The key thing today is remember who you're playing and try to forget who you play next, because obviously all eyes are on the Cubs this weekend. Everyone wants that showdown. Everyone wants Greg Gounsell back in town to boo him. you want to go knock off the first, but you gotta get past the White Sox first. And despite their record, this is still a Major League Baseball team. I said this on the leadoff show. They're going to come out there today looking for blood. They don't want to get swept at home. These guys don't like losing. They're competitors. They're professional. It's not going to be an easy game. And despite the record, everyone shows up every day with a chance to win.
Yeah, for sure. So, I totally agree with you. In sports, one of the hardest things to do is to not look ahead. To this Cubs matchup coming up. We will do that on here in a moment, just because we won't have you on until Monday when that Cubs series is over. So, just talking about this Brewers team a little bit deeper in this series against the White Sox, and sometimes playing teams that are are clearly inferior and not having a good, you know, a good season, it's hard to get up for those games. You know, who has stood out in this series that just, you know, maybe were there any surprises, any kind of like, oh gosh, like they just didn't show up, you know, through these last couple games? Are there any guys on this roster that that you have some concern with?
It's not so much a concern. I mean, listen, a lot of guys haven't been playing their best baseball overall on this road trip. You know, we saw a couple of position players, Frelick and Durbin, get benched last weekend in St. Louis. We saw Tobias Myers get a quick hook yesterday after two effective but not sharp innings. I think I'm not really concerned. I'm not really surprised. But I think it is worth noting that, you know, Mertz has been kind of sending some messages during this road trip and holding guys accountable. And I think that's going to be a good thing for them going down the stretch. This has been a tough road trip. They have not played up to their level. It's only going to get harder from here, but I think what's notable of it is the fact that messages are being sent and guys are being held accountable for when they don't play well.
Along those lines, Drew Wagner joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Tobias Myers, I mean, I was at my daughter umpired her first ever softball game last night, so I was following the game like on my phone, and I saw he only pitches two innings, and I kind of thought, oh, did he get hurt again? And then I see, you know, after the game, he didn't really get hurt. He got the short hook by Murph. What was the reaction to him getting that short hook? I mean, clearly three walks and walking the leadoff guy did not sit well with Murph. What should there be more concern about Tobias Myers? And is his spot potentially in jeopardy if he doesn't get it together in the next start or two?
Well, when you have minor league options and you're not pitching at full cylinders, you're always going to be, you know, one outing away from getting sent down. We haven't seen enough of Tobias yet to really get a verdict on him. You know, he had, I think it was four innings his first time out, two yesterday, so he's got six so far this season. He's going to get a couple just to see where he's at. But if he keeps putting out there these short outings and is nibbling and battling and walking dudes left and right, yeah, then I wouldn't be surprised if he does get sent down when Woodruff gets healthy and comes back up. You know, there's someone's going to have to go when Woodruff is ready. And that means everyone's got to be, you know, throwing their best stuff and being as effective as possible.
Drew, I'm going to shift gears now because we got to talk about the Chicago Cubs series coming up. And like you said, Craig Counsell coming back to town. Like, what do you think that atmosphere is going to be like with this first game on Friday night?
I mean, it's a Friday night game, Brewers and Cubs. I know this, the folks at the old ball yard are going to be very well hydrated when this thing starts. I have no doubt about that. It's always a circus when those guys come to town. I mean, the stadium is full of their fans. Brewers fans are going at it back and forth. You know, Counsell's going to get booed mercilessly by the home fans. He's going to get cheered wildly by the visiting fans. It's a fun atmosphere. I am glad that I am secluded away from the peasants in the press box and I don't have to deal with the
Wow.
Story.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, us elitists in the media. I don't like my car and driving home with all of those drunken fools on the road, but it'll be fun. It'll be a fun series. You know, the Cubs are playing good baseball. They're in first place right now. It's a 2-game lead going into play today, so you know, that could flip by the end of the weekend if the Brewers play their cards right.
We got to be excited about the starting pitcher kind of rotation that we're going to see in this series, especially from the Brewers. I mean, starting out tomorrow night with Priester, then who we got? Then Quintana gets the call on Saturday, and then Peralta on Sunday. So, yeah, obviously, I'm excited. I love what Priester's done so far. How do you think How do you think this first series, you know, first game against this Chicago's Cubs, the big Cubs, this big rivalry, how do you think he's going to handle himself, and what are your expectations for him in this game on Friday?
He needs to bounce back. He wasn't his best his last time out. He didn't look like he did his first couple times with the Brewers, but he's proven that he can make adjustments. He's going to be facing a pretty talented lineup. That'll be a tough one for him. I think he'll do fine with the emotions, with the energy. I mean, you know how it is in sports. Guys, you know, they get up for this stuff. I think the guys in the club also do a good job of keeping him grounded and focused on what he has to do to get his job done. But, yeah, I mean, you've got the guys that you want starting for you in this series, especially those last two games. I mean, Quintana has been nothing short of spectacular. Peralta really showed some improvement his last time out. It lines up nicely for the Brewers. I mean, that's a good way of putting it. It lines up nicely for them.
All right, Drew, well, you know, today, I don't know if they were playing in Milwaukee and there was no roof. I don't know that they play a game. I don't know what the weather is in Chicago. I don't know if you have kept an eye on that. Is it also raining in Chicago? Let's see. It's almost like I don't have a Google machine in front of me, right?
Can you tell us the weather? Yeah. I can't look it up.
Let's see. Chicago weather, it looks like, I mean, there is some rain in the forecast. It's a little bit warmer down in Chicago right now than it is here, but it does look like, of course, I click on the link. It doesn't give me anything. Hourly? Can I click on hourly?
The internet remains undefeated.
It really is. It's unbelievable. Scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. So we will see if this game actually happens and how scattered those thunderstorms are. But we know there will be three games at AmFam Field this weekend because there is a roof. So irregardless of rain. Yes, regardless. I know. Of rain, we know
thank
that there
you,
will be.
Thank you, George P. Pack.
Yes, yes, exactly. Always thank you, George.
Looking
P.
up the weather has frustrated Thunder.
It
here.
Has.
He's not sure what to do now.
You would think. I mean, I make the weather. My name is Thunder, but
that's
no.
Right.
There are scattered thunderstorms in Chicago this afternoon, so we'll keep our eye on that.
Drew, before I let you go, how do you feel about this high school NIL deal that's going on here in Wisconsin?
It is the dumbest thing. I mean,
yes,
you know,
yes.
I thought Wisconsin getting rid of summer baseball was stupid. This is just asinine. I mean, am I going to turn on the TV and see some, you know, prep football player from Arrowhead plugging Quick Trip? Like, no, just go to school. Go smoke a cigarette behind the baseball field.
Bleachers. Behind the bleachers.
Go to practice. Like, just be a kid. You're not going to make bank off of this stuff. And if you're a company that's given money to a high school athlete to promote your brand, there is something wrong with you. I'm sorry. This is dumb. This is just dumb. We are opening up a Pandora's box, and it's ridiculous.
Get him, Drew.
Grumpy old man yells at the crowd. Yep, that's me.
I love it. I love it, Drew. That is exactly what I needed as we're about to go to break. But thank you so much again for jumping on. We'll talk to you again on Monday, hopefully with a really positive attitude about how this weekend went against this Chicago Cubs team coming to town.
You know me, Mason. I'm a bastion of positivity.
I feel it. And I'm going to get you stirred up more. I like that. We'll talk about NIL every time you come on from now on.
Could you imagine the Rory McIlroy NIL deals back in the day? I mean, that would have been,
so
he would have been hitting on those.
Relax. Oh, my gosh.
Tommy, you are so in my doghouse right now. That's fine.
And DeChambeau wouldn't have gotten one until he switched his whole swing and all the club stuff. Like DeChambeau.
I don't know.
You know,
he would have gotten one for steroids.
Yeah.
Towards all roided up.
We'll dive into that because, you know, hey, tomorrow we start my golf segment on the show. So, Drew, I'm going to pump up Rory the whole time in my first segment just for you.
I'll be sleeping, but you have at it, my friend.
Thanks, right, Drew. Buddy. Thanks for jumping on. We'll talk to you Monday. That's Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, our Milwaukee baseball insider. Hear him every Monday and Thursday at 10 o'clock. He's on very often on the leadoff show with Tommy as well, which will be today right after our show. Or is it right? No, it's at noon. It's at noon today on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, because it's a 110 first pitch, at least scheduled at this point, as we watch the weather down in Chicago. Ty Windish, Eurostep podcast, break down the end of the Bucs season. We'll probably talk a little John Halliburton with him, too. Definitely dad of the year material there. And whatever else is on Mason's mind to get off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
His chest with our Milwaukee Bucks. Ty Windish is next here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee.